Again, the ship's bell invites you to adventure in paradise, Hawaii, paradise of the Pacific, land of beauty, land of contrast, black lava wastes, hibiscus blooms, red berries over a crater's rim, fiery volcanoes under smiling skies. Our adventure this evening takes us to the southeastern end of the chain of beauty spots we know as the Hawaiian Islands, to the Big Island, Hawaii itself, 200 miles from Honolulu. Here, the two hugest island mountains in the world, one a live volcano, tower above the sweeping plains, Mauna Loa, sometimes snow-crested, fern forests on her slopes, the largest active volcano in Hawaii. Kilauea, a second crater, home of the volcano goddess, Fiery Pele. You choose to come to this volcanic playground to ride, hike, motor, amid the weird beauties of Hawaii National Park. To the crater of Kilauea, you start from Hilo, a lovely city by the sea. The road climbs gently upward past plantation villages, fields of sugarcane, up through a dense flower forest, tangled vines and heavy perfumes. Giant tree ferns tower high. You inhale the breath of flowers. The balmy breeze grows cool against your cheeks. Up and up. You are now 4,000 feet above the sea. Here and there you spy black lava rocks. Wisps of steam drift through thinning trees. The road turns sharply. A comfortable hotel, the Volcano House, nestles in flowers at the crater's rim. In its comfortable shelter stayed Mark Twain, Robert Louis Stevenson, Jack London.
And a woman named Mark.
from this wide hotel veranda on the volcano's rim, you look out miles across the crater of Kilauea, home of Pele, goddess of the volcano. Fiery Pele, as real to us today as to Hawaiians of old. At the first sign of special volcanic activity, you say Pele has returned to her castle. And you flee to the volcano to see the world's most thrilling fireworks. From all the islands, people come, from Maui, Oahu, and from Kauai. National Park of Hawaii. You view its many wonders from 40 miles of perfect highways. There are 80 miles of well-marked trails. Let's start on foot. In your stoutest shoes, with a gay and eager crowd and a native guide, you hike down the Sandalwood Trail through the weirdest walk in the world. Tropic growth of tree fern, across black lava flows, past cracks of hissing steam. You must not pick the red lehua flower on your way, or it will surely rain. You reach the fire pit deep within the crater, the fire pit of Halemaumau. Later you play golf amid volcanic tree molds, freak lava forms. Now the day is over, and back to the volcano house. Comfortably tired, your muscles relax in the luxury of a steam or sulfur bath, piped from the volcano to your door. You join the happy group around the crackling fire in the lounge. Plan the next day's fun in this beautiful volcanic playground of Hawaii. Morning dawns. The sun blazons new paths of adventure. Hawaiian adventure in a volcanic wonderland. There are 30 craters you may see. Over perfect road you take your way along the chain of Craters Road. Ancient craters filled with tropic green. Keanakekoe, the bottom jet black polished like a ballroom floor. You motor easily down to the great crater of Kilauea itself. Join the Order of Huiopele. Your membership certificate seared with volcano fire. You gather Pele's tears, amber-colored jewels shaped like teardrops. Pele's hair, threads of lava, spun by the wind from a bubbling crater. On the edge of the fire pit, his perfect safety. You watch spellbound when molten lava is flowing. Watch it bubbling like soup in a huge kettle. Sudden fountains of lava settle into shimmering pools. Flames, blue, green, orange, dance madly across the boiling lava lake. Dr. Yeager, the only volcanologist in the pay of Uncle Sam, keeps his eye on the bubbling pit of Kilauea, makes records, pictures, when the fun begins. It is the old, old problem. Man tries to understand the outbursts of the eternal feminine, in this case, the goddess Pele. Uwe Kahuna Observatory and the Museum of the Hawaii National Park overlook this immense crater. In the museum, you thrill to vivid motion pictures of spectacular shows of this volcano. See how lava tubes are formed. The seismograph at work, the little instrument that has its finger on the pulse of the volcano. You see how volcanoes build themselves. How Mauna Loa adds to her bulk, even to this day. Still, you have only glimpsed a few of the wonders of Hawaii National Park. Mauna Loa, her lava fires ringed with snow, the great dead crater of Haleakala, lures you on to further Hawaiian adventures. Ladies and gentlemen, for the past quarter hour, you have been listening to Hawaiian Adventures with Keaomoku Lewis and his Tropical Orchestra. Your narrator, Charles Frederick Lindsley.